Thanks for coming out. So I'm going to read one poem from my book, Blister of Stars, which is here for sale. This is called Self-Mutilation Number One. My work is quiet, delicate as a surgeon's or bird's, picking flesh from fingers, nails, cuticles, thin as scripture. They peel away in oily vesicles, watching blood flower, I'm filled with a sense of awe, of purpose, and imagine how God sometimes must feel, the whole world in his fists, losing himself in moments of self-loathing and ecstasy. This is called Exile. Not in Tomis, that ancient port of howling winds, where Augustus banished Ovid, but a rented room with a window looking out on Portland Street. Here I talk to the street lamp that shines like my own personal moon. Here I sit or pace or count the minutes that collect like dust motes. My thoughts turn into fireflies and devour me. Posthumous in this delirium of shadows and muffled voices and everlasting night, I've become my room. A fossil among the ruins, the dishes and pencils, the desk, the cobwebs in the radiator, my sacroiliac joint frozen, my spine curled in the chair. This is called, thanks, Meditation on My 44th Birthday. Before going for a walk, I open the day's newspaper. NASA has released detailed photos of Charon, Pluto's largest moon. In a marketplace in Diyala Province, Iraq, a suicide bomber kills 120. On this day in 1959, Billie Holiday died, handcuffed to her hospital bed. My horoscope tells me I will be extremely serious and earnest in my emotions, that I will suffer from the ailments of birds. Hard to believe half of my life is just some thing that used to be. On my walk, I stop at the corner of Maple and Elm and watch the sun sink behind the train station. I think of Charon orbiting Pluto and the other Charon who ferried the souls of the dead to the underworld. Maybe he delivered the people killed in the marketplace or Lady Day. Instead of a coin for passage, she sang, "Baby, why stop and cling to some fading thing that used to be," her lilting voice trailing off as they reached the far shore. Thank you. This is called A Night in Pittsburgh, and it's kind of inspired by a poem by Dennis Nirksi, and his poem was A Night in Brooklyn. A Night in Pittsburgh. After dishes and laundry, we open the windows just to hear the rain. Turn off all the lights, save the round paper lantern, and slip into bed. After reading from Lorca, after fucking, when our flesh grows weary and our eyes too heavy, we mark a place in the book between the wounded matador and the child who cut his heart on the sea, and fall asleep like otters, holding each other's hands so neither of us drifts away as the rain continues to fall. This is my last poem, and it is called A History of Vagrancies, and it is a weird attempt at the history of my hometown, Dunkirk, New York. A history of our vagrancies. Out of Paris in Oneida, in an ox-driven sleigh to New Amsterdam, across the frozen waters to a tiny creek bed cabin surrounded by shale and sycamore, from Canada Way to Chadwick's Bay, from a man named Smith to disaster and resurrection, the war over salt in the panic of 37. Look how far we've come. From the locomotive yards to the steel mills, from a house divided to the doctor will see you now, the Masons, Unitarians, and plutocrats, Garibaldi and the candle maker, migrant farm workers and grocers, from Kid Sperry's and Pop Terrell's to the Sacred Heart, the Knights of Columbus and Maccabees, the Monies and Black Community Club, from the Peanut Cafe to the Family Dollar, frontier town to vacant lot. On sleepless nights, we hear their song, their voices calling us back. Allegheny Ludlam, Niagara Mohawk, and Cook's Brewery, the tugboats and fisheries, pesticides and the grape harvest, King Neptune and the county fair. From D-Day to Victory Day, Eisenhower and JFK, to the false prophets of urban renewal, the Merchants Bank and the Friendly Kitchen, Spaghetti Sundays and the Cancer Ward. Listen to their song, like a blast of Ontario wind, like the waves that lap the beach. Liverwurst, TV dinners and grilled cheese. From Love Me Tender to Ave Maria, coffee in the morning, and I pray this Lord my soul to keep. Holy Thursday and the 4th of July. Like a rhythm that swells from the ground and shoots up into your boots, like cicadas in August, like the song the dead sing, or the cry of a newborn. Listen as they call to us. Like all our vagrancies, the history of our comings and goings, the doubts that invade our greatest aspirations and propels our return. Welcome home, they say. Welcome home and don't come back. Thank you.